Queen. Hello, 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 and welcome today. I am so excited for you to be here because I got a brand new download today, and you are listening to the very first episode in a sub-series of the Divine Living Podcast. I'm calling it Pleasures in Piedmont. I think it's because my heart is just bursting with love and vivaciousness and enthusiasm and big thinking and really, really, really getting back to or getting forward to living the epic life. You know, Italy just, I mean, travel in general, I'm sure you can relate, but Italy just sparks everything big, glorious, expansive, and yet at the same time, so simple and lovely and alluring. So we are going to let the Divine Direction events in Italy, Chicago, and Miami sponsor this sub-series. So if you would like to come join me live in person at any of those locations, you can go to divineliving.com/direction. The link will be in the show notes as well. And this is the place for you to truly come and get inspiration, guidance, direction, clarity for your next level. You know, women like us across the world are really seeking something fresh, something new, something innovative, something just really, really thrilling and exciting. And the women who have come to the Divine Direction so far, that's exactly what they've walked away with. And I want the same for you. More importantly, I want to be in the same room with you. I want to look into your eyes and see you and hug you and just experience all of the wonders of transformation that come being in person at a live event. So check out which location speaks to you the most and book your ticket. Okay, so today's episode is really about miracles in Milan. And not to geek out about Italy geography, I'm well aware that Milan is not in Piedmont. Milan is a city in the north of Italy. Piedmont is the region kind of in the countryside north and west of Milan. However, my adventure started there. And for those of you who are going to come to the Divine Direction event, your adventure will likely start when you land in Milan also. And then you'll go up to the part of Piedmont where Lake Maggiore is. However, I started in Milan, and this is what today's episode is about. It was not even 72 hours, and just miracle after miracle after miracle happened. And this is what I want to share today to inspire you or remind you how available miracles are for you in your life as well. And I think that I had just gotten, I don't know if it was from lockdown or COVID or just, I don't know, I have so much to be grateful for in my life. I'm sure you feel the same. And for me personally, I had gotten into a bit of some same old kind of vibes happening. You know, it's like that's what happens when I don't travel enough and I stay in one place too long. I kind of get into a routine and going through the motions. And so I've got a great life. I've got a meaningful life. I've got a life that has a lot of satisfaction and fulfillment in it. However, it was lacking a bit of the dazzle, like that just that OMG-ness level. All right, anyways, so Glenn and I get to Milan, and, you know, instantly and immediately, we are just, you know, we got a little swagger in our walk, and we're just, you know, breathing in the air a little bit differently, and just so excited about all the new visuals that we're seeing, from the architecture to the Vespas to the cappuccinos, and it's so delightful. So we had a great dinner at our hotel where that's what we normally do. When we land, we unpack, and we normally the first night we'll just stay at our hotel and dine there. And of course it was this scrumptious meal and it was amazing. And that was, what was that? That was a Thursday. Yes, we landed. And then I'm pretty sure, now I'm getting my days mixed up because they were actually so short. Yeah, okay, so then I had picked out the restaurants that I wanted to eat at lunch and dinner and exactly what I wanted to do because we only had less than 72 hours that we were going to be in Milan before we came into the Italian countryside. And I was just doing my thing. I had my outfits picked out. I was living large and loving life. And I don't remember what we did that morning. And except for, I do remember, I was like, do I wear this dress or that? And decided to put on something a little more colorful. And I went to leave my hotel room and I noticed my book there, like, because my things were just unpacked. And my agent, thank you, Wendy Sherman, had always told me, Gina, always bring a book with you. You never know who you're going to meet. And now every time I walk out the door, I don't have a book with me, but it's like a habit I've gotten into. And so a lot of times I have a book on me and a black Sharpie. So I just remember looking at the book and I'm like, I'll throw that in my purse, whatever. And like I said, normally I've carried a book on me a lot, but normally I end up giving it to an Uber driver or someone that I run into at the grocery store that looks like they're having a rough day. And at the beginning, I was like, ooh, maybe I'll run into Oprah or, you know, some big name and hand them my book. But I've just found that if you have your life available to be used by God, God knows where his people are and who needs your message. And it just becomes very obvious. Happy to. Anyways, book in bag, dress on, you know, fabulous lunch spot picked out. And I'm sitting, and I wanted it to be like in this outdoor courtyard. I'm sitting in the outdoor courtyard. Everything is just so high vibe. You know, when you're in an environment that you just love and you're with a person that just brings out the best of you, best in you, and you just love. And I'm sitting there and we had placed our order and I'm enjoying the amuse-bouche, I'm enjoying the first course, and then I look up. And I like the part of my personality that is easily excitable. I'm not super, super into celebrity and starstruck and that kind of thing, but I have a few people that I am a fan of. And if I'm a fan, that means I'm a super fan. And there's a few people that I do follow daily on Instagram, just watching their lives because they intrigue me. And there are a couple of Italian sort of model influencers that for years I have watched them live their life in Milan and just kind of get a kick out of it. It's a different world than being a transformational coach, shall we say. And I look up and this woman who I have followed for years walks in. And I said, oh my goodness, Glenn, like this woman, Veronica, who like, I mean, she's just, it's her. And like, she was like seated in this table, like across the courtyard behind me. So of course I'd have to like stretch and move around to see. And I was like, it was really her. And I was like, what do I do? Like, I'm not going to be that person and go up to her table and like interrupt her lunch. I'm not going to like, not ask for a picture. This is not my style. The book. That's what I'll do. That's who the book was for. I was going to, make the book out to her, sign it and have the waiter send it over. And I was like shaking. I was so excited. I don't even know what happens. Like, why do we get so excited about people that we're lit up about that? Like, you know, there's like this physical reaction. So I have the waiter bring it over to her. And then Glenn says she's coming over. And I say, I don't know if any of you have seen the pictures that Glenn takes of me. There's usually like, I don't know, like a bat wing of an arm or four chins. And he thinks I look gorgeous. And there's like bags under my eyes because the lighting overhead is awful. I said, Glenn, if you, this picture, it's over. It's like, you have to get this picture right. You have to. And he's like fumbling with the phone. And she comes over and could not have been more authentic, delightful. Just, she's like, thank you so much for the book. And I took a picture. You can see it on Instagram. And anyways, I couldn't even eat the rest of my meal. I was shaking. I was so excited. And then she went and posted the book and my little note on her Insta stories. And you can see it in my Milan highlights if you want to check out the whole situation. The point, people, the point is we think that the way that we're going to be successful, we think that how we're going to get ahead or live the life of our dreams or what we want is by hanging out in our yoga wear, no makeup, maybe not brushing your teeth till 3 o'clock in the afternoon and being in the grind. So I'll tell you, you know, when my book came out, I did DM her and I was like, hey, my book, you know, and whatever. I offered to send her my book. And there's like no response. Sitting behind your computer does certain things, but living a grand life or thinking that your computer and the grind is source is never the way to miracles. We have been taught work hard, take the bull by the horns. Like, you know, if you're going to work harder, that's how you're going to make more money or whatever the stories are. It is not the spiritual way. It is not the way of miracles. You know, prayer is the medium of miracles, not the grind. And it was such a reminder to me that anytime we make anything or anyone else source, we are going to miss out. If we make the grind source, if we make the 18 hours a day source, if we make someone else source, we're going to miss out. When we are literally wired inside of us as women to receive pleasure, that's why we love beautiful things. That's why our environment is so important to us. That's why we love beautiful clothes and scrumptious food and, you know, an aesthetic that is pleasing to us. And the way that I was able to be the recipient of this miracle was by following my desires. It took money to get to Milan. It took plane tickets and hotels, right? And so, yes, I've done the work to be able to make the money to do those things. And so I invested, I didn't know in my career or my business, but I invested in my dream. And this is where I see so many people, so many women in particular, cutting themselves off from what they're actually meant for because they say they can't afford it. And I know that story because that's what I shared for, you know, way too long. That's for another podcast episode. But it was just one of those things of those reminders of how loved we are. God knew what a dazzle that was going to be for me that day. That, like, I, first of all, I have basically, I'm not going to say stalked, watched. I think as a queen, I can say I watch her daily. And I know the restaurant she goes to. I think I like pasta a little more than she does. So like the restaurant I picked out was not like a strategized known place where I thought I might run into her. Like, if you know, whenever that happens, it's never going to happen. And I went to a place that I was really excited about. I had done the research. It was on all the lists. I was in this beautiful environment, not telling myself I need to work, telling myself I deserve to follow my desires. And then this showed up. The next miracle that happened in Milan. So sadly for Glenn, he got like a twinge in his back on the flight over, and he was like really in a lot of pain. And as a chiropractor, he is just such a bad patient. Oh my gosh. Anytime if we go somewhere, I'll be like, you should go see a chiropractor. No, I'm not going to see a chiropractor. Nobody's as good as I am, this and that. And so he has this one way that he's trained that most people aren't trained in and whatever, whatever, whatever. And so I was just flying high from having just met Veronica, and we went over in front of the cathedral and I was having an Aperol spritz. I'm like, babe, you're in pain. It's Friday afternoon in Milan. Like, we need to find you a chiropractor now, or like it's the weekend. Then we're in the countryside. Like, this is the moment. So he gets out his phone and he's looking around. You could just see he didn't have the, he's like, this isn't going to happen. I'm not going to like the chiropractor. Who's going to be open? Who's going to have an appointment? It's already 3:30 on a Friday. So I whip out Instagram and I just look up hashtags. So we all need to get better with our hashtags, I think. And I was like, I put in like Milan chiropractor or whatever. And like one or two maybe places came up. And I click on it and I was like, here. And I just, it was linked to the phone number and we called. And the woman said, yes, we can get you in 30 minutes. I was like, this day is like just filled with miracles. So like, I'm so excited that Glenn's just going to at least get an adjustment. And I hope get out of pain, even though he doesn't believe any chiropractors as good as him. So we go to the address that was on Instagram. And we walk in and this guy comes out and he's like, oh, are you here for the other doctor, basically. And Glenn's like, I don't know who I'm here for. I just called and made an appointment. He's like, well, you're not with me. So we'll just wait for the other doctor to show up. And Glenn looks at the shirt that he's wearing. And Gonstad, not that matters much to anybody who's not a chiropractor, he has this name Gonstad on his shirt, which is like the rare form of, I don't know if you could call it rare, but it is the form of chiropractic that Glenn is trained in, and it's hard to find. Like, it's hard to find in the United States. Glenn literally flies outside of the state to go to where he can get a Gonstad adjustment. And now we're in Milan on a Friday afternoon, and after an Instagram search from a hashtag. And so then the other doctor walks in, and he's like, I don't have an appointment. Who are you? And then they realized that, just stay with me. I know this story's getting long, but it's worth it. They realized that before COVID, there were like a bunch of people in this office building, but all of those other people left and they took the phone line apparently, but they didn't change the address. So the universe is so loving, miraculous, and expansive. Like, we were literally at the quote unquote wrong place, for the place that we called and booked the appointment was across town. We were guided to this address so that Glenn could get a Gonstad chiropractor to adjust him. So we were like, look at these miracles. Look what happens when you are at the frequency and being of the vibrational match of what you desire, and then just how easily it comes in. So all of this to say, I want us to focus less on work, zero on stress, end the overthinking, and get into your bliss. This is where we've got to start trusting the spiritual ways. And I'm going to be talking about this more and more during this Pleasures in Piedmont series. I don't know. It'll be, if not daily, close to daily, we'll see how spirit flows here. But what I'm just really getting is that we all know we're meant for big, right? Like, every woman I talk to, every welcome packet I've ever read from any coaching program or any retreat or any of it, she always writes, she knows she's meant for more. She's stuck because of whatever story. And 95% of the time, the first thing she says she would do if she had more money is travel. And the reason why travel is so important is because of the bliss state that it puts us in, because of the new vision that we literally have when we're on these new adventures. And yet the masculine world would tell us, no, you need to save up for that. You only do that if there's enough time and money left over. Do it next time and next year and next. But if this pandemic has taught us anything, it is to not assume that there is that next time or next year, or like that we're as in charge as we think or thought that we were. The miracles are there for you. The miracles are there for me. I know that miracles are meant to be happening in my life on a far more regular basis than they are. And the only reason they are not is to the degree that I am blocking them, to the degree that I am staying in a lower vibration than that of which I desire. So today, and especially while I'm here and I'm soaking up the fruits of listening to my desire. You know, like, I have so much more energy when I'm in Italy. I have so much more enthusiasm when I'm in this environment that I love, love, love so much, which means I have so much more to give. I've never been interested or even had the time for to do a potentially daily podcast for you. But this is what the feminine does. When you're so filled up, it is always about the double blessing, because we can't give what we don't have. When we're exhausted, when we're tired, when we're frustrated, when we're stressed out, when we're worried, you can't give greatness. You can't give joy. You can't give expansion when you're in constriction. So today I invite you to open up to something bigger. And something bigger for you is going to be about a greater desire. It's going to be about more pleasure. Now, it's going to seem really counterintuitive, really counterintuitive. You know, and you can read about it in my book. If you don't have my book, it's called The Audacity to Be Queen. We'll put that link in the show notes as well. There's so many times when I had credit card debt, when I should have been working on my business or reinvesting in my business or spending time on something different other than travel or other than the big, glorious desire that I had. Every single time I went for it, it worked out. Now, it didn't always work out in the timing that I wanted, it didn't always work out in the way that I wanted. But if I would just have more faith on the desire actually manifesting than the energy I put into the fear of what if it didn't, that's when it came to pass. And so we all deserve this reminder that the miracles are there for us. And we've got to remember that we aren't these like powerless little amoebas that are just like, well, dear God, if you will so grant me this wish, I would be so grateful for the miracle. What I'm discovering as I develop a level of spiritual maturity is that though, of course, I have reverence for the divine, there's a more active state of requesting, moving forward, becoming unavailable to not have the miracles show up that I'm seeing as being rewarded. And so this is what I want to share with you as I'm on my journeys and my own discovery. I haven't manifested everything I desire. There's more miracles that I need and want to come in that haven't. So I'm right there with you. But what I do know for sure, more of the same is more of the same. What I do know for sure is that every time a woman has a desire and says, I'd love to, but I don't have the money, it's being more committed to the lie than the faith opportunity. And I know this because I lived in it. I thought it was fact. If I wanted something and I didn't have the money, I just thought I was being honest. I'd love to, but I don't have the money. And my life only changed, and more financial miracles, let alone other types of miracles, showed up when I said yes, no matter what. Yes, no matter what. Yes, no matter what. Because when I started asking those better questions, how could I go to Italy? You know, how could this happen? The way was shown. And so let life get way more exciting. Let's get ourselves out of the way. Let's look to be dazzled by the divine every single day. And let's remember that the miracles are available for each and every one of us. So let us pray. Dear God, we know that you can see into each and every one of our hearts. You know how much hurt, how much pain, how much fear, how much doubt, depression, and anxiety is clouding our belief, our faith, and our certainty in the miracles coming our way. I ask that you open the eyes of our hearts, restore and remind us your truth, that all of it is under your domain. Every opportunity that we seek, every resource that we need, all of it we can receive from you. So let us remember that it is the truth and only the truth that will set us free. And the truth is there is no lack. And the truth is we are worthy. And the truth is we are deserving. And the truth is we are destined for greatness. Let our gifts be used. Let our talents shine. Let us be the feminine leaders that you have created us to be for such a time as this. And we pray this believing. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right, my love. So open up to the miracles that are coming your way today for you. Lots of love. And if you are looking for more divine direction and want to get in the room for 2 days with all of this goodness, high vibeness, the inspiration and downloads that will flow through me, plus all of the incredible other women that you are going to meet in the room, let me tell you how divine direction works. It kicks off with a white party. That is right. There's a little Prosecco or sparkling water, depending on what your best version of bubbly is. And then we do a mix and mingle and we get to know each other. That's what happens on the evening of the first night. And then day one, we go right on into it. There's coaching, there's transformation, there's trainings, there's the inspiration that comes through me, and there's just a level of miraculous that happens in the room that lifts the vibration, and women start to see themselves differently. You will see yourself differently. You will have a new and up-leveled and expanded vision for your life and what you're stepping into. You will meet amazing people who are going to be right there in the room with you that are also just at the vibration that you are at also. And you're going to have beautiful, beautiful lunches served to you. It's such a glorious time. Gift yourself this time. So you'll be able to check out all of the details, and you can come join me at Lake Maggiore, Italy in October, Chicago, Illinois in November, or Miami in December. So get your ticket now. I have purposely kept these events quite small because I wanted it to be an intimate space where I get to really know you and see you and have time for you, and you get to know the other women as well. All right, so get your ticket, check it out in the show notes, and I hope to see you in person. Lots of love.